请我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始第二节的学习。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our second session of study.
啊，唱诗242。
Let's sing hymn 242. Please be seated.
啊，请我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's please turn to the book of Colossians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第一节到十一节。
Verse 1 through 11.
这个第一节到十一节是在提到我们要把旧的拿掉。过新的生活。
Verse 1 through 11 speaks of how we need to take away our old self and put on our new.
因为我们受洗是与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Through baptism, we have been buried with Christ and we have been resurrected with Christ.
所以我们现在是新的人。
So we are now a new man.
因此要过新的生活。
We need to live a new life.
那这个新的生活从哪里开始？
So where is Where does our new life begin?
就是第一节到第四节。
It's mentioned from verse 1 through 4. Verse 1. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. 2. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. 3. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. 4. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
这个地方说要求上面的事。
Here it says that we must seek the things above.
那个上面是什么？
And what are the things above?
那个上面就是灵界，就是天国。
Above meaning heaven.
灵界。
The spiritual realm.
所以这里告诉我们我们要追求灵界的事。
So we must seek the things of the spiritual realm.
然后第二节。
Verse 2.
要思念上面的事，不要思念地面的事。
Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
所以这个第二节是说，我们的心思要把它固定在这个属灵的事情上。
So verse 2 tells us that we need to set our hearts on the things of the spiritual realm.
然后第一节说要求，求就是追求，要用功夫去追求那个。上面的事。
Verse 1 says that we must just set our hearts, we must seek the things above.
原因在哪里？
And why do we need to do this?
第一节的下半句，因为有基督坐在神的右边。
Because it is where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
主耶稣已经复活升到天上去。
Christ is resurrected and is now ascended in heaven.
他在灵界里面是在天国里面。
He lives in the spiritual realm in heaven.
那问题在哪里？
So where's the problem?
问题是我们肉体活在物质界里面。
Problem is that we live in the physical realm.
那我们要怎么能够去亲近主耶稣？
How do we come closer to God?
当然你肉体来教会这个是亲近神的开始。
Physically, we can come to church, and that is the beginning of drawing near to God.
但是，肉体来教会不等于我们的心跟神很亲近。
But coming here physically does not mean that our hearts are actually close to God.
如果我们肉体要来，我们要跟主很亲近，我们除了肉体来教会之外，我们的心要进到灵界里面。
To be close to God, not only do we need to be physically present, but we also need to enter the spiritual realm.
所以肉体来教是第一步。
So coming physically is the first step.
那心要进到灵界，这是第二步。
Bring our hearts to the spiritual realm, that's the second step.
那这个两个有关系的。
And these two steps are connected.
我们大家都有感觉比方说我们每天都说要祷告。
And we all say that we need to pray every day.
但事实上我们实际上的体验就是在家里很难很专心的祷告。
But the reality is, it's hard to focus on our prayers when we're at home.
第一个，早上起来一大早，你赶着出门。
Because when you wake up in the morning, you're always in a rush to leave.
没有时间。
No time.
你如果要祷告，你要起早一点。
So if you want time to pray, then you have to wake up earlier.
那这个有时候很难。
But that's sometimes very difficult.
第二个， 晚上睡觉以前
Second, before we go to bed,
有时候你要祷告已经没有办法精神集中了
When you want to pray, you don't have the energy to pray because you're too tired.
所以你想要休息
You want to rest.
所以有时候你在家里虽然祷告等一下电话响了
But so at home, even though you're praying, maybe the phone will ring.
等一下这个事情，等一下那个事情。
Or something happens and this happens.
所以我们的心呢，就是都被这个世界绑住了。
Our hearts are bound up by the things of this world.
那你就很难亲近神。
So it's really hard to be close to God.
那我们来到教会。
But when we come to church,
我们短暂离开我们的工作，离开我们的家。
When we leave our homes and our careers for just that brief moment.
所以。这个帮助我们的心啊，能够进到灵界里面。
It helps our hearts come into the spiritual realm.
为什么说要守安息日
？Why do we say that we need to honor the Sabbath？
真的不是那个规条。
What matters is not the rule.
不是说安息日来教会报道一下。
That we need to come to report every Sabbath.
重要是当我们遵守这一天为圣，这个圣就是分别。
What matters is how we take this day as holy because we're separating it.
不只是我们的肉体所到的地方跟世界有分别。
So not only is there a physical separation.
我们的心跟世界也有分别。
But we also separate our hearts from the world.
那这样啊，我们守安息日对我们才有实际的帮助。
Only then will Sabbath have a practical meaning for us.
所以要帮助我们思念上面的事情，守安息日很重要。
So it is.For the sake of our spirit, it's very important to honor the Sabbath.
我们看那个以赛亚书的58章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书58章。
Isaiah chapter 58:3. Isaiah chapter 58:13. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, 14, then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of the father Jacob.
这个十四节啊，我们要怎么守安息日？你可以讲很多。
So if we want to speak about how we should honor Sabbath, there's lots that we can say.
但是也可以把它缩结到一句话。
But we can also condense it to one statement.
就是要以神为乐。
That you find joy in the Lord.
这个就是守安息日。
And that is honoring Sabbath.
那怎么以神为乐
？How do you find your joy in the Lord?
调转你的脚步。
You need to turn your steps.
本来我们是在世界上的。你的心思意念都是在工作上。
Normally, our life, our steps are all in the world.
那安息日就调转，我们世界的工作能够停止就停止。
But on Sabbath, we should turn our steps to the Lord, and we need to stop doing the things of the world.
所以不管啊，你前面六天多忙，如果你能够真的啊，真的守安息日，我现在讲是真的真的守安息日，信仰不会退步。
So regardless of how busy you are 6 days of the week, if you can truly honor Sabbath, then nothing bad can happen.
所以真的就在这一天，从礼拜五太阳下山，一直到礼拜六太阳下山，真的把世界的事情都隔开。
If you can really remove yourselves from sunset on Friday night to sunset of Saturday night.
那如果世界的事情隔开，神的事情我们就能够很专心。
And if you can remove yourself from the things of this world, then
我们就能专心神的事情。
Then we could really focus on the things of the Lord.
那我们就可以以属灵的以神为乐。
Then we can find joy in the Lord.
那我们常常发现这个守安息日如果不是很谨慎，会变成形式的。
If we are not careful in how we honor Sabbath, then it can become a ritual.
那怎么帮助我们心呢？能够进到神里面？
So how can we help ourselves, help our hearts enter the spiritual realm?
礼拜五太阳下山。
When the sun sets on Friday?
工作结束了，应该所有世界的事情都结束。
When we end our work day, we should end all the things that we do in this world.
我记得我们教会有一个长老，他事业做得很好。
Now there was once an elder who was very successful career-wise.
礼拜六如果有人谁要送钱给他，他跟他骂呢。
If someone comes with money to give to him on Sabbath, he will actually scold the person saying this is Sabbath.
但安息日他不做生意。
He does not do business on Sabbath.
那收钱不是很快乐吗？
Is it enjoyable to get money?
因为你钱在哪里，你心就在那里。
Because wherever your money is, your heart is.
那到了礼拜六，礼拜五太阳下山。
But when the sun sets on Friday.
跟神跟教会没有关的事情啊，最好结束。
We should stop doing anything that has nothing to do with the church and God.
有时候为什么信徒没有办法准时到教会来？
Why is it that some people cannot attend service on time?
因为他爬不起来。
Because they can't wake up.
为什么爬不起来？
Why can't they wake up?
因为礼拜晚上看电视看太晚了。
Because they watch TV too late into the night on Friday night.
有的去看电影。
Some go to watch movies.
那有的上网了。
Some get on the internet.
这个跟神跟教会都没有关系。
All these things have nothing to do with God or the church.
所以如果太阳下山了，跟神世界没有都停止，包括上网都停止。
Once the sun sets, we should stop doing anything that has nothing to do with God.
就容易早一点睡觉，我们就容易点早一点起来。
Then it'd be really easy to go to sleep early and wake up early.
那我们就容易早一点到教会里面来。
And it'd be easy for us to get to church early.
那我们到教会里面来信徒彼此关心，这是很好。
And it's good for us to show concern with each other when we're at church.
但是我们也会关心工作，关心他的生活，这个都是好的。
And it's also good for us to be concerned about their careers and in their lives.
但是我们关心到最后，你发现什么都会跟神连上关系。
But you'll find that eventually everything comes back to God.
如果我们心都在神里面。
If our hearts are all about God,
最后都会回到神那里。
Then eventually all things will lead back to God.
最近经济不景气。
Recently there's this recession.
关心到最后还是用圣经的话。
We can show all our concern, but eventually it comes back to the word of God.
交托神。
That we put our trust in God.
那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
把你困难交托神。
If you put your worries on God.
有谁谁比方说小孩子难教。
Or if someone has difficulty raising their children,
我们过去关心到最后就是也是要靠神。
If you may show your concern, but eventually you have to trust in God.
人要改变人很难。
For a person to change another man is difficult.
神要改变人很简单。
But for God to change this person is very simple.
所以我们祷告，求神在他心里面动工。
So let's pray and ask God to move his heart.
你讲到最后，每一件事情都会跟神有关。
Everything eventually comes back to God.
所以我们礼拜六应该要彼此关心。
So on Sabbath days, we should show concern for each other.
也会谈到工作、生活、家庭，什么都会谈。
We can talk about anything. We can talk about our careers, our lives, our family.
但是因为我们的心是在神里面，我们谈到最后都是以神、以信仰为结论。
But if our hearts are in the Spirit in God, then eventually it will come back to Him.
所以如果这个原则抓住了
，So as long as we hold on to this concept,
我们就能够分别为圣。
Then we can set ourselves and be holy.
那礼拜六就会帮助我们向上提升。
And Saturday will help us raise ourselves.
但如果我们礼拜六没有分别
，But if there's no separation on Saturday,
而且来教会到最后对信仰也没有帮助
，Then you'll realize that coming to church eventually has no good, does no good for your spirit.
有的谈股票
，Some people talk about the stocks.
有的谈政治
，Some talk politics.
什么蓝的绿的
，Whether they're the green party or the blue party.
那有的谈社会新闻
，Or they talk about social news.
哪里打了一枪也没有死，送到医院。
That someone was shot and he didn't die and went to the hospital.
这个都把世界再带到这个教会里面来。
You've brought the world into the church.
那你在教会里面没有分别。
And there's no separation.
那没有分别，你的心就没有办法靠近神。
If there's no separation, then your heart cannot draw near to God.
所以我们在礼拜六要让我们信仰向上提升，要分别。
So in order to raise our spirit on Sabbath, then we need to separate ourselves.
我记得我们教会有一个长老，他其实事业做得很好。
There was another elder who was very successful in his career as well.
但是在我能够记忆的范围里面他在教会里很少谈他的事业。
But in my memory, I rarely heard him speak of his career.
都是在关心信徒。
He's always concerned about the members.
都是在鼓励他们。
He's always encouraging them.
这是一个很好的榜样。
And this is a very good example.
所以要思念上面的事情。
So we need to think of the things above.
礼拜六是一个很好的时间。
And Saturday is a wonderful opportunity.
让我们能够跟神更亲近。
For us to come nearer to God.
有一次我到一个教会去领会。
There's one time I went to deliver service at a particular church.
要鼓励祷告。
I encouraged them to pray.
跪下去大声祷告。
That you need to kneel down and pray loudly.
我看不到三分钟
Not even 3 minutes had passed.
飞机下降，只有我一个人，声音很大。
The plane had seemed to have landed, and I seemed to be the only person praying loudly.
那为什么人祷告没有办法持久？
How come people cannot pray for a long duration?
第一个原因。
First reason.
没有进到灵界。
Because they have not entered the spiritual realm.
心没有进到灵界，你肉体在那里跪就是罚跪。
Because if your heart does not enter the spiritual realm, then when you're kneeling, then you're just being forced to kneel.
这很痛苦的。
It's very painful.
所以你祷告不会持久。
So there's no way for you to pray for a long time.
第二个。
Second.
没有体验。
You have no experience.
那你祷告也不会持久。
So then you can't pray for a long time.
但是如果我们心进到灵界里面。
But if your hearts enter the spiritual realm.
祷告有体验。
And you have experiences in your prayer.
那就很快，三分钟。
Then you'll find that 30 minutes can pass really quickly.
那在三十分钟的祷告里面，我们心进到灵界里面，就已经上到神那里，跟神相交了。
And if our hearts enter the spiritual realm, then we'll see that we'll find that our hearts have ascended to be with God.
在祷告完，你心里很舒服。
And after the prayer, your heart feels good.
所以你下午聚完会要离开教会。
And when service ends and it's time for you to leave.
啊，你是有一点疲倦，但你心很满足。
You physically might be a little tired, but your heart is satisfied.
因为我已经进到神的国里面，跟神相交。
Because we have entered the kingdom of God and interacted with Him.
这是啊一个我们要啊思念上面事情很重要一点，要守安息日。
So it's really important for us to honor Sabbath in order to honor the things above.
而且要分别为圣。
And we need to separate ourselves as holy.
我们就能够往上提升。
Then we can raise ourselves.
我们现在的生活啊，有一个很大的挑战。
There's a great challenge in today's living.
如果你看现在的人。
If you look at people today.
两个耳朵挂着 iPod.
There's an iPod in every ear.
然后手拿着 iPhone。
There's an iPhone in every hand.
啊，膝盖有个什么 iBook。
There's an iBook in every pocket.
好多的 i 啊。
There's so many eyes.
除了睡觉以外，二十四小时都在刺激。
Except for the time that we are sleeping, there's stimulation every moment of our waking day.
这好像很难改变的。
It's really hard to change this.
所以全世界里面啊，这个被大众传播上瘾的最多是美国。
It seems that the U.S. is most addicted to all this form of communication, multimedia communication.
所以我们现在跟神之间的关系啊，最大的障碍是什么？
So what is the greatest obstacle in our relationship with God?
是世界的这些娱乐，世界的东西。
It's all the things that exist in this world.
因此我们如果真的要心要亲近神。
So if we really want our hearts to be near God.
我想啊。要 remove 这个 I 的东西大概很难啊，要改变内容。
It'd be really hard to remove all the different eyes, but you can change the content.
就是你在听什么，你在看什么。
So what are you listening to? What are you watching?
我最近才发现，在 YouTube 里面可以听圣乐。
So I recently just realized that you can listen to gospel music, watch gospel videos on YouTube.
这很好，我听那个 How Great Thou Art, 我真的是你。
This is good. I can listen to How Great Thou Art. It's beautiful.
非常好。
It's very good.
好，所以你也可以在上面看什么很多很多很多，其实对灵性没有帮助的。
So you could read and watch a lot of things that do not help your spirit.
但是你也可以在里面找到很多对你有帮助的。
But you could also find many things that are good for you.
所以你看要看什么内容。
So when you watch, you could, you know, what are you watching?
那有时候我常常讲不可不可不可。
Now often we say you cannot do this or this or this.
那我有很多时间呢。
But then I have so much time.
那你叫不可这个不可那个要做什么？
So if you tell me I can't do this or that, then what am I supposed to do?
所以更积极的就是说，那你要做什么？
So what's more important is what can you, should you do?
所以上网，你不可以去看那个不好的网站。
So when you get on the internet, don't go to the bad sites.
但是里面也有好东西。
But there's good stuff.
好的音乐可以听。
Good music to listen to.
这个帮助你的心向上提升。
It can help lift your hearts towards heaven.
比方说我上次到 Queens 去。
Recently I was in Queens.
我发现他们教会统一替他们购买这个 MP3.
I noticed that the church had purchased MP3 players for members.
然后他们很多信徒啊，就把 MP3 交到教会里面，替他们 download 这个讲道录音带。
The members would bring the MP3 player, and the church would download MP3 sermons for the members.
会有的在餐馆做工啊，两个耳朵他是挂着就在听。
So the members who work in restaurants and they would just be listening to their MP3s.
所以肉体在工作，但是心跟主耶稣在天国。
So physically they're laboring, but spiritually they're communing with God.
啊，以前有一个弟兄在开那个车衣厂。
There was one member who was in a textile factory.
车衣对。
Textile factory.
哦，那他。在车衣的时候，他那个放一个音乐，都是在放圣乐。
So while he was making his garments, he was listening to hymns.
这个车衣是很世俗的工作。
Now making clothing is a very worldly activity.
但是那个圣乐，圣哉圣哉，心就归向神。
But then when he's listening to holy, 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 then his heart is going towards God.
所以，我们现在是要想怎么用现在的科技帮助我们心达到神那里，不要被现代的科技成为。
So let us think about how we can use today's technology to bring us closer to God. We should not let them become the tools of the devil.
所以我们要这里说要思念上面的事。
So we should look to the things above.
不要思念地面的事。
And do not long for the things of the world.
你们已经死了。
We are dead.
什么是死？
What do you mean by death?
死就是没有盼望啊。
Because death means there's no hope.
地上是没有盼望的。
There's no hope in this world.
这圣经告诉我们啊。
Bible has already told us this.
你整天头脑都在地上，这个是没有盼望的。
If every day all you think are the things of this world, there's no hope here.
盼望在天上。
Hope is in heaven.
在神那里。
Where God resides.
是当活的神。
He's a living God.
所以我们的心要向上提升。
So we need to lift our hearts up.
我们靠近神。
To come near to God.
你就看到了盼望。
And then you will find hope.
你就得到了安慰。
And you will receive comfort.
你就重新得力。
And you will regain strength.
因为信仰是很重要啊。
So it's important to have a spiritual life.
我们的心要向上提升。
We need to lift up our hearts.
这样我们的信仰才会不断的长进。
So that we can continue to grow in our faith.
例如说我们录一些这个念圣经的录音带。
Now there are tapes where people are reading the Bible.
比方说开车。
So when we're driving.
有人说这个开车浪费好多时间。
When we drive, we're wasting time.
上班去40分钟，回来40分钟。
But when we drive to work, it's 40 minutes. Coming home, it's another 40 minutes.
但是你没有办法避免啊。
But you can't avoid it.
那怎么办？
So what do we do?
就要利用它。
Make use of it.
现在很方便啊。
It's very convenient today.
你如果有那个讲道的，不是那个念圣经的。
If you have any Bible CDs,
比方说我们现在圣何西一个礼拜念七章。
So for example, San Jose, every day, every week, we're supposed to read 7 chapters.
我们真的没有理由说我没有时间。
We have no excuse to say that we have no time.
第一个。
One.
请问你每天上网的时间哪不到几分钟来念一章吗？
Do you not spend more time on the internet than can you take some time to read the Bible?
第二个。
Second.
如果我们有那个。看着 MP3 或是什么，你在开车的时候你可以放出来听。
If you have an MP3 player CD, you can always listen to it when you're driving.
那一个礼拜那个七章，你可以听好几遍。
In one week, you can listen to those 7 chapters multiple times.
所以我们现在心要向上提升，要让我们周围的这些方便的科技来帮助我们，而不是变成把我们拉下去。
So in order to lift our hearts, we can use all these technological conveniences to lift us up.
所以我们就是总是要动一些头脑。
So it takes some thought.
那另外我们要向上提升一个很重要就是生活要简单。
Next, to be able to lift ourselves, we also need to live a simple life.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11.
第九节。
Verse 9. By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise.
第十节。
10. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architecture and builder is God.
这个第十节是原因。
So verse 10 gives the explanation.
然后第九节是他的生活方式。
And verse 9 speaks of his matter of style of living.
所以第九节这样亚伯兰的生活有两个特点。
So there are two unique characteristics in the life of Abraham.
第一个特点。
First.
他的是认为自己是在做客人。
He lived as a stranger in a foreign country.
第二个特点。
Second,
他住帐篷。
He lived in tents.
住帐篷就是随时要搬家。
So, by living in a tent, he is ready to move at any moment.
对，他生活很简单。
So he lived a very simple life.
那为什么生活很简单？
And why did he live a simple life?
牧师节说，他等候那座有根基的城。
Because he was waiting for the city with a foundation.
神所经营，神所建造的。
Whose architect is, and builder is God.
因为 我工作的关系啊，常常要旅行。
So for the sake of my job, I often have to travel.
那有时候旅行啊，比方说一月份先到伦敦志工讲习会，再到南非，一个是冬天零度啊，一个是夏天。
So in January alone, I had to go to London for a seminar. Then I had to go to South America and South Africa, and it was winter in one place and summer in the other.
但是我坚持一个原则，就是我只带一个 carry on.
But I held on to my standard of only one carry on.
那怎么办？又要夏天，又要冬天。
So I had to prepare for winter and summer.
那你就要，怎么越节省越好。
So I had to be as simple, minimal as possible.
后来有一次我到非洲，我看到一个弟兄，我更佩服。
And so once when I was in Africa, I admired this person greatly.
31天的生活，他只有一个 backpack， 只有一个那个背的袋子。
He was there for 31 days, and all he carried was a backpack.
他已经是已经很段数很高了。
And he was an expert.
但是啊，有时候我们看人呢、啊，旅行只有一个礼拜啊，一个很大的行李，然后要再背一个。
But then you also see people who may be only on vacation for a week, and you see them with one big, huge luggage and plus one carry-on backpack.
人如果生活没有简单哦，真的很多麻烦。
Life can get complicated if you don't know how to live a simple life.
我一次见证，我83年第一次到非洲去。
I've testified about my first journey to Africa in 83.
有一个弟兄啊，他想得很周到。
So there was a brother who was very thoughtful.
带那个生意面。
He got instant noodle for me.
然后带酱油。
And soy sauce.
带罐头。
And canned foods.
我在伦敦机场看到他。
So I met this brother in London airport.
感谢主，你带这么多，我们在非洲不会饿到。
And said, thank God, thank God for bringing all this. We're not going to go hungry in Africa.
但是在非洲一下飞机
，As soon as we landed.
两个大行李，我们两个人抬来抬去，气喘如牛。
So we had to carry these two heavy luggages, we were as if we were cows.
因为每一次要换一个地方，就是抬那一堆行李。
And every time we moved to a new location, we had to carry the two big luggage.
第二次去。
Second time I went to there.
我是想，非洲人能够活，我也可以活，不带。
I figured if the Africans can survive, they're so can I. I'm not bringing anything.
非洲现在没有发生什么事情。
And nothing has happened.
但是很方便。
It's very convenient now.
所以啊，这个。我们要有一个心态，我们不是永远要住下来的。
So we have to have this attitude that we're not living here forever.
我们是客人。
We're visitors here.
生活能简单就简单。
So if we can live simply, all the better.
不需要的东西不要买。
Don't buy the things that we don't need.
第一个，你买你一定要用。
Because when you if you buy something, you need to use it.
如果你花钱买你不用，你为什么买？
If you spend money to buy something and you don't use it, then why did you buy in the first place?
那个钱献给教会不是更好吗？
Isn't it better to just give the money to church?
那你很忙，你买了还要用，你要花时间。
And if you're so busy and you buy it and you have to use it, it takes up time.
明明我很忙，但我买了100个 CD， 我总会花时间去听嘛。
So I'm really busy, but I bought 100 CDs, but I have to take time to listen to it.
那你花了100个小时时间下去啊？
And then you devote 100 hours every time to listen to the CD.
那第一个，它的内容肯定把你拉下来。
Well, first, the content will probably bring you down.
第二个，你100个小时花下去，你还有时间读圣经祷告吗
？Second, if you spend 100 hours listening to the CDs, do you have time to read the Bible and pray?
所以那个有时候电视节目有时候看不到，赶快录起来，等一下回家可以看。
Or sometimes you might miss a TV program, so you decide to record it so you can watch it later.
如果你退休没有事情啊，大概可以啊。
So maybe if you're retired, then you can do such a thing.
如果你又上班，你又要亲近神。
But if you work and you still want to come near to God.
真的，我们有那个时间吗
？Do we really have that time?
我们如果用那个时间，我们不是要牺牲归尘的时间吗
？If we use that time, don't we have to sacrifice time that we could have spent with God?
所以我们生活有个基本的定位。
So we need to have it's the minimum standard.
定位啊，就是这个怎么讲？mindset 哈，就是我们最重要的就是要亲近神。
The bare minimum mindset that the most important thing for us is to draw near to God.
所以什么样的生活方式最好
？So what's the best lifestyle？
你问每一个人，每一个人都 都答案不一样。
Now everyone will have a different answer if you ask.
住在哪里最好？
Where's the best place to live?
你到加拿大的时候，这里最好。你看。冬天零下几十度，什么苍蝇、蚊子、老虎，死都死光了。
And you go to Canada and they say they're the best place to live because with, you know, with temperatures under 0 degrees and everything dies.
你到澳洲去。
If you go to Africa, I'm in Australia.
他说这里最好。
And they say that it's best here.
地大物博，人口稀少。
That, you know, there's so much land, so few people. It's great.
上大学还可以发零用金。
And if you go to college, say, they even give you an allowance.
然后你到纽西兰去。
If you go to New Zealand,
他说这里最好。
They say it's best here.
他宁可养羊不建工厂，为着环保。
They'd rather raise sheep than build factories for the sake of the environment.
哪里最好？
So where is it best?
哪个地方最好？
Where's the best place to live?
最能够帮助你持守信仰的，就是最好的地方。
The place that you can best preserve your faith, that is the best place.
这是我们基督徒一个基本的心态。
And that should be a basic standard for mindset for a Christian.
生活方式最好，生活方式最好。
So what's the best way to live a life?
能够帮助你爱神爱人，那个生活方式就是最好的。
The lifestyle that can help you love God and love man, that's the best way to live.
那如果你的生活方式会阻挡你爱神，会阻挡你爱人，这个就很小心。
But you need to be careful if the way that you live life prevents you from loving God and loving man.
因为诫命的总归就是爱神爱人。
Because that is the basic tenets of all commandments.
将来
God and love man.
面对神的审判就是用这个两个标准。
Because that will be the standard that by which we will be eventually judged.
神不会问你说你的家有多少 square feet.
God will not ask what's the square footage of your house.
神问你说你有没有你的家接待过人。
God will ask, have you used your house to receive others?
神没有问你说你开什么车子。
God will not ask, what car do you drive?
神要问你说你有没有用车子去载过慕道者还有需要的信徒。
God will ask, did you use your car to pick up visitors or members?
神没有问你说你银行有多少钱。
God will not ask, how much do you have in your bank account?
神问你说你用神给你的钱用在爱神爱人用多少。
God will ask, did you use, how much of the money that you have did you use to spend to love God and love man?
这个是将来审判的一个问题。
Those are the questions that will be asked in judgment.
所以我们整个这个心态是不一样的。
So we need to have a different mindset.
因此什么生活方式最好？
So what's the best way to live?
能够帮你爱神爱人就是最好。
Whatever way that helps you to love God and love man.
如果你觉得住三千尺的房子能够帮助你爱神爱人，那你就住吧。
If you think that living in a square 3,000 square foot house will help you love God and love man, then do it.
因为真的有的人他很有心啊，我要接待人，我要在家里用家庭聚会，他很有心吗？
Because some people have the heart that, oh, I will use my house to open up for family services and receive friends.
但是你如果觉得说我住一千尺的房子啊，这样最能够帮助我爱神爱人，那你就一千尺吧。
But then if you think that a 1,000 square foot house isn't good for helping me to love God love man, that's good.
所以住几千尺的房子圣经没有写。
So the Bible never tells you what square footage you should live in.
但是原则在那里。
But that's the standard.
能不能帮助你爱神爱人？
You know, whether it can help you love God and love man.
那有时候简单啊，是比较容易啊。
And more often than not, it's easier to live simply.
我现在住在 apartment, 1,050 个 square feet.
I live in an apartment that's 1,050 square feet.
我住得很满意
啊。I'm very satisfied there.
因为没有什么愁烦。
Because there's nothing to worry about.
我还没有结婚以前呢，住在这个宿舍里面。
So before I got married, I lived in a dorm.
我只觉得这个宿舍太小。
That was too small.
那结婚以后啊，去租一个 two-bedroom apartment.
So after getting married, we lived in a two-bedroom apartment.
不错，这个不错。
I thought that was pretty good.
大了一点了。
It's a little bigger.
住了不多久，觉得好像太小了一点。
Not long after that, I thought it's kind of small.
那后来就买了房子。
So then we bought a house.
其实呢，钱都是银行的。
Now, of course, the money all went back to the bank.
我就觉得说，这个很好。
And I thought, this is very good.
那住了久了，那是五零年代盖的，住了久了觉得说最小一点。
The house was built in the 50s, and after living there a while, I thought, it's kind of small.
好多事情啊。
So many things.
你要拔草。
I have to go weed.
等一下水管坏掉。
And then the plumbing would break.
等一下玻璃坏掉。
Or then the windows would break.
好多事情。
So many things.
所以现在我再回来住的 apartment 就不错。
So now I've moved back into an apartment.
比较容易专心。
It's easier for me to focus.
所以我们总是要想啊，什么方式最好。
So we need to think what's the best way for us.
但是如果没有这样想。
But if we don't think about it.
你要住五千尺的房子。 单单是吸地板你就头痛了。
Even just living in a 5,000 square foot house, just vacuuming is a problem.
一个礼拜吸一次，你要几小时？
Just vacuuming once a week, how much time do you have to spend there?
还有外面那个田园，你要拔草，要拔多久？
And if you have to mow the lawn, how long will that take?
哦，所以有时候你太注重这些物质的东西啊，你的心就被抓下来。
If you care too much about these material things, your heart will come to be brought down.
所以如果我们没有那个能力啊，能够很专心，那我们只有想办法减少，让我们生活比较简单一点。
If we don't have the ability to focus, then the best way is to just simplify our lives.
那这样啊，我们就容易啊专注重在上面的事情。
And then we can more easily focus on the things of above.
然后我们就可以追求上面的事情。
And we could pursue the things above.
所以我们不要羡慕生活复杂的人。
So do not long for those who live a complicated life.
要羡慕那个生活很简单，但是又能够活得很喜乐的。
We should long for those who live simple lives but can still live fully.
不是说生活很简单，一直让人觉得很可怜，这个不要羡慕。
Now don't long for those people who live simple lives and they look so sad.
不要羡慕这样。
Don't long for those people.
生活很简单，但是要活得很喜乐。
But those who can live simply and live full of joy.
当然，如果生活很复杂，又能够活得很喜乐，也能够爱神爱人，这也好。
Of course, if someone can live a complicated life but still be joyful and love God and love men, that's good too.
但是啊，这很少啊。
But those are few.
大概只有约伯可以做到。
Oh, Job.
除了约伯，大概很少看到。
Right, we probably see very rarely see someone besides Job.
所以我们总要想。
So we need to think.
我们常常在为下一代人想哦。
We often try to think for the next generation.
你爱你的孩子吗？
Do you love your children?
当然想，我爱我孩子。
Of course we love our children.
因为爱，所以你是不是希望你的孩子生活很舒服？
So because of your love, you want them to live well.
当然都是啊。
Of course.
我希望我孩子活得很舒服。
I want my children to live well.
但你头脑又想。
But then you also have to think.
你头脑去想。
If you think.
真的他生活很舒服的时候。
But if they were to live a very comfortable life.
他的心会在上面吗？
Would their hearts be above?
很难的。
Be hard.
所以你如果看到一个教会，一个信徒很少到教会来。
So when you see a member who rarely comes to church,
忽然到教会来，祷告得很迫切。
If they suddenly return and they seem to pray so fervently,
禁止祷告。
And they start to fast,
一定是遇到困难。
It must be because something has happened.
没路可走了。
They've run out of ways.
只有一条路，往上提升。
And there's no other way but to go up.
主啊，救我。
Lord, help me.
因为我无路可走。
Because I have no other way.
当一个人生活复杂，很舒服。
But when someone's living a very complicated life and living very comfortably, they don't feel the need to have God. I can live well without God. So someone's facing difficulty. When you lose your way.
不是为他，对人生有一个很大的觉悟。
That we have a thorough understanding.
Of life.
好，
那你就很甘心情愿的来过一个简单的生活。
Then you will turn around and be willingly living a simple life.
所以这个过简单的生活不是被勉强的，每一次去教会都这样讲，被勉强，这很痛苦。
Because you shouldn't feel forced to live a simple life because the church keeps telling you to live simply.
是因为我们对人生有一个觉悟，然后我们对神有一个渴慕。
It should be because you've made a determination and because you have a longing to be close to God.
因此我们很自愿这样的改变。
And that's why we willingly change.
所以这个哥罗西书里面这一段圣经值得我们来思想。
So the book of Colossians is really worthy of our extra thought.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
在启示录里面在讲四活物。
In the book of Revelations, it speaks of four living creatures.
有一个活物叫老鹰。
Now there's an eagle.
为什么属灵人要像老鹰？
Now why should a spiritual man be like an eagle?
他有巢在地上。
Because he has a nest on the ground.
他也到地上来取食。
The eagle needs to come down to the ground to find food.
但是你看，平常在天空逍遥自在。
But normally they're flying freely in the air.
这个就是属灵人。
And that is a spiritual man.
他有他的工作。
They have their work.
他有他的家庭。
They have their family.
但是他的心已经能够超越工作跟家庭跟世界，停留在神的那里。
But their hearts are above the things of this world, and they are with God.
那这样我们就可以常常享受神。
And we can constantly enjoy being with God.
所以这是第一节一直到第四节。
So this is what's covered from verse 1 through verse 4.
就是我们要思念上面的事情。
That we may need to long for the things above.
不要思念地面的事。
Do not long for the things of this world.
那第五节一直到十一节。
Verse 5 through 11.
第五节，请。
Oh, verse 5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry.
这个你看英文啊，叫 put to death 啊，把它弄死，致死。
Put to death.
好，看起来很残忍啊。
It sounds very violent.
哦，把它弄死。
Put to death.
哦，那这个弄死是不是别人啊
？So not someone else. Someone else isn't doing it.
里面的那个里面那个人。
But your inner man.
哦，这个里面的这个人啊，哦，充满很多的罪恶。
There's lots of sin in your inner man.
哦，所以这个要把它致死。
We need to put him to death.
哦。为什么
？Why？
因为你如果没有致死，他会引导你去犯罪。
Because if you don't put him to death, then he will lead you to sin.
哦，那你怎么把他致死
？How do we put him to death？
哦，那个立志是需要的。
You need to make a determination.
但是立志不够。
But that's not enough.
好了，加拉太书给我们一个答案。
Book of Galatians gives us an answer.
圣灵跟情欲相争。
That the spirit will battle with flesh.
好，我们看加拉太书第五章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 5.
第十七节。
Verse 17. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit which is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other so that you do not what you want.
这里说这两个是相敌的。
The two are contrary to each other.
哦，使你不能够做你想要做的。
And they prevent you from doing what you want.
那怎么办？
Then what are you to do?
下面是答案。
And there's an answer.
十八节。
18.
但你如果被圣灵充满，就不在律法以下。
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law.
22节。
22.
圣灵的果子，接下去就讲。
But the fruit of the Spirit.
好，所以我们要把这个里面那个人致死，就是借着祷告被圣灵的能力充满。
So in order to put to death our inner self, then we need to pray and use the power of the Spirit.
那这个祷告圣灵一充满之后
，And once we are filled with the Spirit.
那加拉太书第三章这个淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲、贪婪，这个全部都死了。
Then the evil desires, the sinful natures will all die.
哦，因为圣灵把它致死。
Because the Holy Spirit will put it to death.
那致死了，新的才活得出来。
And only when we put it to death will our new man be able to live.
所以这个旧的没有致死，新的活不出来。
The new man cannot live unless the old man is dead.
哦，所以这个属灵的功夫有一个是有一个先后的次序。
So there's an order to the spiritual life.
那下面说，贪婪是与拜偶像一样。
Then
第五节下最后一句，三章五节，各罗西。
In verse 5, when it speaks of evil desire and it's idolatry, all these evil desires are idolatry.
是这样吗？第五节最后一句。
Yeah.
贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
So evil desires and greed, which is idolatry.
And greed, 哈。
嗯。
贪心就跟拜偶像一样。
So greed is like idolatry.
为什么
？Why?
这个贪心一般都是钱呐。
Because when you greed, it's usually for money.
那贪心就是把钱提到跟神一样或高过神。
And greed puts money to the same level or above God.
那这个就是偶像。
And that is idolatry.
所以贪心这个要把它致死。
So we need to put to death idolatry and greed.
所以我们平常上班这个所得，当然这不叫贪心。
Now when we get our daily, our weekly income, that's not greed.
但是用不法的手段，好像逃税。这个就是贪心。
But when we use illegal means like tax evasion, that's greed.
第二个，想要急速发财，这个是贪心。
Or if you try to gain wealth quickly.
什么是急速发财
？And what means will we do that?
赌博啦，乐透啦。
That if we participate in a lottery or if we gamble.
这个不是基督徒我们取财的方式。
Those are not ways for Christians to gain wealth.
那这个会毁掉我们的生命。
It can cause us to lose our life.
第三个。
Three.
没有节制的追求钱财。
If we seek wealth without restraint.
我们知道我们的生活有家庭生活，有信仰生活，有我们的职业生活。
So we have a family life, we have a spiritual life, and we have a professional life.
这三个都需要时间。
All three takes time.
哪一个地方时间用得不够，那个地方会出问题。
If we're short on time in any aspect, then there will be problems.
家庭生活时间用得不够，
If you don't spend enough time with your family, then there will be problems.
信仰之间花得不够，我们跟神之间关系出问题。
If you don't spend enough time to devote in your faith, then we will have a problem with our relationship with God.
什么叫贪？
And what is greed?
我们把家庭的时间跟信仰的时间用来赚钱。
If we use our family and spiritual life time to make in your professional life, then that's greed.
这个就是贪。
That's greed.
已经超越了神。
Because you've put it above God.
所以这些啊，贪要把它致死。
We need to put greed to death.
那新人才能够活出来。
Only then can a new man live.
我们看新人要怎么活出来。
So how do we live this new man?
第十节。
Verse 10. And have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
如果我们看英文比较清楚哈，我们要穿上新人啊，要对照他主那个形象的知识一直在增加，然后用那个知识来更新我们。
So we need to put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of the Creator.
那个照他主的形象在哪里？在耶稣的身上。
So in the image of the Creator, which is Jesus Christ.
所以我们怎么更新新人？
How do we put on the new self?
就是对主耶稣每一天有新的认识。
We need to have a new understanding of Jesus Christ every day.
然后用那个新的认识来改变我们自己。
And we need to use this new understanding to transform ourselves.
那这个叫做更新。
And that is the renewal.
所以一个人更新不可能不认识耶稣。
If a person is constantly renewed, then there's no way for this person to not to know God.
而且生命的更新是没有限量的。
And the renewal is limitless.
因为最后是要跟主一样，跟耶稣一样，他有神的形象。
Eventually we will bear the complete likeness of Christ.
所以如果你看到一个活得很老。
If we see someone who is very old,
还很认真在读圣经,
but is still dedicated to reading the Bible,
因为他想要更新生命,
it is because he wants the renewal of life.
他要更认识耶稣,
he wants to know God more.
不然的话, 世界上哪里有一本书能够让你读八十年的?
Otherwise, how can there be a book that a person could read for 80 years?
英国有一个报纸在问,
in the UK, there's a newspaper that once asked,
如果你下监牢，如果啦，不是真的。如果你下监牢三年，你可以带三本书。请问你要带什么书
？If you were to have to go into prison for 3 years and you could bring 3 books with you, what would you bring?
大部分的人里面有一本就是圣经。
And for the majority of the people, one of the books was the Bible.
如果那个三再加一个零，三十年。
So if you were there for 30 years,
有哪一本书你可以读三十年
？Which book can you read for 30 years?
只有圣经。
Only the Bible.
你在看耶稣，越看你认识越多。
Because the more you read, the more you understand.
我们越发现自己不足。
With the more we realize that we're lacking.
然后用那个知识来改变，我们就越来越变成新人。
And that knowledge will help us transform and renew.
所以信仰的追求是没有止境的。
So there's no limit to our renewal of self.
感谢主。
And thank God.
我们在圣经里面能够看到这个很重要一点。
And thank God that we can see this important point from reading the Bible.
我们一起来祷告。